How did your diabetes progress through the 1990s?
Again, I think I've been very lucky. It hasn't been particularly problematic. There have been times when I've been very frightened briefly by symptoms that I've connected with, wrongly as it turns out, with diabetes. One of those was when I got a lot of floaters in front of my eyes and went to the doctor in a panic about it. And he realised why I was in a panic about it again, of course, didn't need to be told about that, and sent me very quickly to Addenbrooke's. And I had the most incredibly thorough tests that went on for hours on my eyes. And at the end of which, the doctor said something. It's quite interesting, actually, that how often people say something in this vein. She said, you know, you've had diabetes for 15 years, whatever it was then. Do you realise how lucky you are that you haven't got any complications? And I wanted to poke her in the eye and say, do you realise how lucky you are you haven't got diabetes? Well, that's something I've seen. It's a recurring theme, because a very close friend of mine once said, you know, do you realise how lucky you are to have had two children without complications because of your diabetes? Well, yes, I do on one level, but I kept stum, but I had some fairly rude thoughts about that as well, because I didn't think it was the most sensitive thing that anyone had ever said, because they obviously hadn't thought beyond that to how I might feel. So I did really very badly want to say, yes, but Anne, you know, I don't feel very lucky having diabetes, actually.
And why had you got floaters in your eyes?
Apparently we all have floaters in our eyes, and sometimes you get more aware of them. They never go, apparently. And I'd swear they had, but I'm told they never go. It's a perfectly normal process of the dreaded ageing. And perhaps I was stressed and more aware of them. And perhaps, you know, this lurking feeling. Probably most people have an idea of what their greatest fears about diabetes are, and certainly one of mine is damage to my eyesight. So I only have to have a slightly blurry day or something odd, and I think, oh God, you know, is it an eye hemorrhage? Is something going to happen soon? Is my luck going to change, I guess, because I've not got complications, my kidneys are functioning well, I haven't got any neuropathy in my legs, although I've got reason to think that changes are afoot, if you'll pardon the pun, on my left leg there, but that will needs looking at some other time.
So no complications?
No complications to date.